would have had the ability to be ranked. They'd be a top five, top 10 team. We told our guys going in, this was a top 20 matchup, even though it didn't look like that on paper, just because they couldn't get ranked. But we knew they were a good team. Proud of our guys. I mean, we got a good lead there in the first half. We played really, really well offensively in the first half. Defensively, we did a lot of good things. And then in the second half, we just kind of hung on. We made some stops defensively that were big. They dropped a few balls that would have kept drives alive that helped us out. But we played good enough on defense, got a lot of stops, a couple turnovers. I told our team beforehand, the team that wins the turnover battle is probably going to win the game. And they had been so good at hanging on to the football and creating turnovers. And offensively, our ball security was incredible. We never had the ball in jeopardy the whole game, whether it's a loose looking, whatever, a loose looking carrying the football or throwing into coverage. I mean, it was really, really clean day for us along those lines. And what I'm really proud of is, we, late in the game there, well, it wasn't really late, but we had almost a 10-minute drive where we're eating clock. Knew we had to get first downs. We knew we had to dwindle that clock down. I didn't want to give them opportunities, and I think it was just under a 10-minute drive there that we took it down there and ultimately didn't score. But I think that kind of put the game away, and really proud of our guys for that.
The Delaware offense had been one of the most prolific in the country. You guys hold the running game to 36 yards, which then allowed you to get some pressure on their quarterback, which you did really well. Was that kind of the thought process, was to try to make them a little bit one-dimensional?
Well, that's who we are all the time. We're going to defend the run first. We're going to try not to let people run the ball on us. They when they got down, they had to throw it a little bit more than they probably would have liked. And we had him running around back there quite a bit. We got him some. Sometimes we didn't get him. Sometimes it looked like a an old 50s movie with everybody running around out there. But proud of our guys. We got after him. We rushed the passer pretty well. But again, when you're down 28-9, they needed to throw the football, and so we kind of teed off a little bit. And again, they had a couple key drops. They had a fourth and two drop that they would have converted on, kept the drive alive. They were down our red zone, and the quarterback scrambled and had the first down, and we popped the ball out on that one. So we had some good things happened to us in the game where I'm not sure if Delaware had really anything that they said, wow, we got lucky here, or this was a great situation. I mean, they got a good football team, and we're very fortunate to come out with a win there.
Question this morning from John O'Connor. Go ahead, John.
Thanks, Rob. Hey, Coach Huseman, that's a big win, obviously, an emotional day, and you head up to Rhode Island, Bryant, a lesser-known program, first-year member of the league, relatively new to Division One. How do you grab the Spiders' attention and refocus them, given what happened Saturday? Thank you.
We talk to him all the time, John, about each game is the biggest game they'll play in their lives. I mean, they have to take it that way. They have to take each and every game, whether it's Delaware, William and Mary, Bryant, Elon, whatever it is. We take the approach, this is the absolute biggest game you'll ever play in your entire life. You got to prepare like it is. We had a great week of preparation for the Delaware week, and I think they knew that. They saw that, and they saw how well we played, that just because of that week and what we did. And I think they're smart enough to figure out that we're going to have to have another tremendous week of prep, practice, film study, for us to go on the road and beat Bryant. So we each week, I mean, it's a unbelievable opportunity for us in the biggest game of their lives.
Thanks. If I could follow up by asking you if this reminds you of last year at all, with the struggle a little bit in the beginning, and then you got some momentum rolling.
I'm not sure. I think in the off season, I'm going to try to figure out why we're not starting very good. And that'll be a, I think that's going to have to be a off season summer study as to, are we doing things the right way in preseason camp? Are we doing things the right way leading up to it? We haven't played well early in the season the past couple of years. And, we have to figure that out, but, our guys are resilient. They believe in each other. We got unbelievable team chemistry. The locker room's incredible. They love each other, and that helps. If you've got a team that's not close, and you lose a couple three early, you could lose that team the rest of the year. And these last couple years, our guys have hung in there, and like I said, they love each other. Our locker room is fantastic. No, there's no finger pointing at all, and so. Just proud of them. I think it's a lot of it has to do with the players that we have and the reasons why, we can turn things around a little bit.
Thank you.
Russ, just switching over to the offensive side, Cam Coleman was really good again, 194 yards, a couple of touchdowns, no interceptions, maybe more importantly, but the running plays ended up with 79 yards. I know most of them were on the big 59 yarder, but is that a part of the game that we haven't seen him run the ball like that before, and how big a part of the game was that?
It was huge, and we said coming in that had to be huge. He can run pretty well. He runs probably better than people give him credit for. But there were four instances in there, and we came into the game, saying, "All right, Cam, if you don't like what you see as you drop back, you have to give us positive yards on scramble situations. You have to." Now he took a couple sacks, and he owned them when he probably could have got out of there, but. The 59 yarder was a drop back pass and he snuck out. And so they were in man coverage, saw a lot of green grass and took off and looked good running there. He had another scramble for positive yardage. We had two quarterback draws, critical third downs that he converted on both of those. So, he had 79 yards, or I don't even know what he ended up with the sacks included in there, but. Four plays that were really game-changing plays with his legs. And we're going to have to run him six, seven, eight, nine times a game. And those will probably be the ways that we run it. He actually kept the ball down there on the goal line for a 2 yard touchdown and kind of, forced his way in there. So, he didn't have a ton of runs, but every run he had was really important.
Before I let you go, just talk look a little bit ahead to Bryant, team, especially on offense, has put some numbers up with the quarterback and that receiver. What do you see out of them?
I think their quarterback's fantastic. I think as people don't realize this, how much he played FBS football for Coastal Carolina and how effective and good he was for a couple years there. So he's legit, no question about that. They got the obviously number five's a tremendous player for them. I mean, putting up huge numbers for them, but they got a lot of wideouts. They got a lot of weapons. I've seen some fantastic catches by a lot of people on that offensive side of the ball. Their running back is really good. So, I mean, they're putting up numbers offensively because they have really, really good skill players, and they're good up front. So, I think they can throw and catch it. They can run when they need to. I think the quarterback's a huge weapon.
All right, Russ, thanks for the time here today. Safe travels to Bryant.